This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, absolutely delighted and happy to be with you today on the air. Oh, here we are. Can you believe it? January 2nd is the date, and I wish all of you a blessed and happy new year, praying that throughout the course of this new year, you are filled with the abundant blessings and the abundant graces of God, that in your life, He is able to accomplish great things in you and through you. That is my prayer for you. So we want to be at the ready for whatever it is that our Lord asks of us as we make our way through this new year in our Lord Jesus Christ. So again, a very, very happy and blessed new year to you. Certainly do want to let you know that we are enjoying being with you today, and I'm inviting you to give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us today as we come together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's always a joy when you call in. I look forward to it every day. Love to be present to you and love to have you be a present to all of us. And that's what you are, your sheer gift. Do want to remind you that if you're a first-time caller or a first-time submitter, that we want to know about that. And I will ring my little bell for you to welcome you for your debut right here on Women of Grace Live. Want to let you know, too, that we are available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. Just use the chat feature there. Tell us who you are, where you are, how you're listening. Be sure to put your comment in there or your question in there. We're going to get it retrieved and up on the board and take all of your concerns under due consideration as we come together. Also love praying for you and with you. If you have any special intentions today, just call in and we will be only too delighted to work that into the program today, and we'll pray for you. So, I want to tell you just a couple of things that are on my mind right now. A lot of people sick right at this time of the year. I've been hearing more and more about it. Some individuals, of course, with the flu, others with RSV, which is what I had a couple of weeks back, sinus infections, all of these kinds of things are part of this time. But some people have been diagnosed with very serious illnesses, and I certainly do want to ask for your prayers for Kristalina and Jason Everett's son. John Paul, he was diagnosed with lymphoma, a young man, in his teens, and so I'm asking you to pray for him. We also know that Jennifer Fulweiler's daughter, Lane, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. That's been a couple of weeks, a couple of months ago now. I want you to lift them up in your prayers. And I found out this morning that Paul Kim's little son, 5 years old, passed away over this past weekend. And it wasn't a weekend. We're just heading into the weekend. You know how the days get all confused, but just a few days ago. So we're asking prayers for his family. I believe he was around 5 years old or so. Very little one. So I certainly can imagine the grief that the parents are experiencing at this moment. So we ask for all of you to pray for all of these very special intentions. And I know that there's so many more that are out there. And I do want to remind you that, I remember you in my daily prayer every day. I tuck you into my rosary. I tuck you into the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and the reception of Eucharist. And we are called to pray for each other. This is a spiritual work of mercy that oftentimes turns into a corporal work of mercy as we sacrifice for the sake of those who are in need of our prayer. So I'm just putting that out there for you. And, there are the torments of the body that we experience. There are illnesses, some of which we've discussed already this morning, and even more besides. But, some of the great wounds are the wounds that are hidden wounds. These are the wounds that are not visible. They're the wounds of the heart. And I want to, again, remind you about this beautiful event that we're going to be having here at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church in Birmingham, Alabama. And it's not this weekend, today's Friday. It's not this weekend. It's next weekend. So a week from today, we will start this beautiful time together. And that will be January the 9th. And we're going to be meeting at, as I say, at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church. We'll be gathering for registration and refreshments at 6:30 p.m. on Friday, January the 9th. We'll run until about 9:30. Welcome and introductions precede some opening music. And then I'm going to give the first talk of five on the topic of Be Set Free, Healing the Heart Wounds. And that talk is going to be Let the Healing Begin. We're going to be talking about what it is that the Lord has in mind for us and how it is that he wants for us to enter into that abundance of life that he so desires we receive in the midst of all things. And so we're going to set the stage Friday evening. At 6:30 p.m., we gather, as I say, at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church, and we will continue on Saturday. Saturday morning, we get started bright and early at 8 a.m. We'll have registration and refreshments again. We will have welcome and introductions right around 8:30, opening music, and then I will give one of the four talks that will come that day right around 9 o'clock a.m. The wounded heart is what we'll talk about. What do we mean by the wounded heart? What does that look like? How does that happen? What does it mean from a scriptural perspective? What does it mean from the perspective of psychology and mental health counseling? We're going to look at all of those kinds of things. And then at 10:30, we'll begin the process of discovery on how it is that we can enter into this healing so that we can indeed be set free. We're going to talk about rescue and recovery. How do we know if our heart is wounded? What are the telltale signs of that? And what is it that God gives to us for this beginning, especially at those very nascent beginnings of healing for the heart? And then in the afternoon, we're going to gather after you have a very lovely lunch, which we're preparing for you. And we are going to be talking about the tools of transformation. And that's going to be two parts. The first one around 12:45, the second one around 2 o'clock. We're going to have music and prayer. We'll have closing remarks. There's opportunity built into this schedule for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. We'll have opportunity for reconciliation. We'll have opportunity again to open our hearts up as we listen to and really enter into the beautiful music that's going to be provided for us by vocalist Danielle Rose. She is native to this area. She at least is living here now. And she is going to be joining us for this beautiful, beautiful day and a half exploration of how it is that God desires to set us free. So do not deprive yourself of this opportunity. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there's a very close relationship between the wounds of the heart and actual physical maladies that we experience. We're going to be looking at all of that as well. It's going to be a very, very full time in many ways, full of very good information, but not just information. There's the comprehension of things, right? But comprehension is satisfying to the intellect and it helps us to piece things together, but that's really not where healing takes place. Comprehension, the intellect, healing doesn't necessarily take place in the intellect. Oftentimes, the intellect has to be healed. I'll say that. But where does it take place? It takes place in the soul. So yes, there's going to be information, but even more than that, there's going to be apprehension. There's going to be this entering into this vista, this land of healing and opportunity that God has in mind for us. So, if you just want to come for the information, if the topic intrigues you, that's fine. But you're going to get the full boat. We're not just giving you appetizers. We're going to give you the full meal. You're going to walk away with a very full belly of the heart, so to speak. So I do hope that you're going to join us. It's going to be something quite special. I know that because even as I've been praying about this day, I'm sensing what it is that God is going to be doing and what a beautiful, beautiful opportunity this is going to be. So get under the spot where the glory pours out. Join us there at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church. We're going to be right back. 833-288-EW. UTN. Stay with us.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Janet Williams. Ecstatic to be with you today. I'm just so happy to be with you. Love spending this time with you Monday through Friday right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you, encouraging you to pick up the phone and punch in some numbers. Join us today, 833-288-EWTN, toll free for you right here in North America. That's 833-288-3986. 866. Don't be shy. Give it a try. Don't delay. Call right away. We want to hear from you today. Also available for you out there in social media land. Just go to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel, and we will have the joy of receiving your message there. Leave it for us in the chat feature. Tell us who you are, where you are, and how you're listening. Now, we look forward to seeing what is going on in your world. Would love to hear from you today about your New Year's, if you have any resolutions. I know that's a big thing at this time of the year, but there's all kinds of resolutions. And of course, I'm always interested in the resolutions that are going to take us a step further in our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So my question to you today is, have you been thinking about what you might put into place in your time of prayer that is not there now? Do you have a resolution in that regard? Do share with us right here on Women of Grace Live. I am hoping that if you are in the Diocese of Birmingham or anywhere in the state of Birmingham or in any state that, is adjacent to Alabama, we want for you to come any place in the United States, hop a plane, join us next weekend right there at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church. I can tell you that this is a great way to begin the new year. It might be your very first resolution. I'm going to that event. Why? Because the Lord wants to set us free from all that hinders us in our growth and relationship with Him. And sometimes, you know, we make decisions, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to go to adoration more regularly, I'm going to make sure that I get to the daily sacrifice of the Mass if I can, you know, I'm going to do more novenas, I'm going to pray the rosary every day, and then we fall short. Well, why? Why do we fall short? Well, sometimes it's because of these hindrances, these blocks, these obstacles that occur within us, these obstacles and blocks that might be rooted in a deep wound of the heart that we would never even begin to realize is associated with that. Sometimes we give up. We give up. Why do we give up? Do we lack self-confidence? Well, maybe not on a certain day, but maybe the overall tenor of our life is one that would say, yes, you know, looking at this, you know, I'm insecure. I'm insecure in my own person. Well, why are we insecure? God does not want us to be insecure. We are created in His image and likeness. He wants us to know that and to revel in that, to live in it, but to live the truth of what that means. And when we do that, my goodness, confidence soars. Because we know we're not doing it on our own. We know it is the Christ life in us, living through us, that is accomplishing all of these good works, that is accomplishing all of these goals that tend to His honor and glory. So, you know, it's very, very important for us to do this bit of work. And it can be work. You know, it's not an easy matter to look at those areas of our life that have come about through our own sin or the sins of others against us. It's not always pleasant. But the Lord knows that he cannot take us where He wants to take us as long as these things are reigning in our heart in any way. And I mean that R-E-I-G, what is it, reign, R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G, as well as R-A-I-N-I-N-G, because we live out of those things and those things live out in us. And so, you know, this process of healing is really what takes us the distance. And I personally attest to that, you know, and we're never really a finished project with the Lord. I don't think that we'll be a finished project until we stand before Him face to face, right? And sometimes even that perfection is going to continue through that mercy room that we call purgatory, because we're not going to enter into heaven with any scathing of our being. You know, we're not going to enter into heaven with a wound. We're not going to enter into heaven with any unfinished business that needs to be taken care of in our soul, because we can only be in heaven if we are perfected. But we can begin that process now. And that's why I'm really encouraging you, you know, allow yourself the opportunity to enter into the graces that God wants you to have. So all of the information for you about this event is at our website, womenofgrace.com. Simply go out there. You can register there. We're always happy when you pre-register. That way we know exactly how many meals to order, right? And that's an important thing. But we will take people at the door. I can't guarantee we'll feed you that way, you know. But, you know, listen, I'll tell you one thing. I have been present at a lot of events, and I'm sure that many of you who have the opportunity to know what goes on behind the scenes at these events can attest to this fact. I have seen food multiply. I have actually seen it. Now, what can I say? Have I seen the food multiply on the table? No. This is what I've seen. It never runs out. Even though there's an insufficient amount at the beginning, which is clearly evidenced, it never runs out. There's always another slice of pizza in the box. There's always another sandwich that appears. I don't know how that happens. It happens outside of my comprehension, but it's something I can apprehend with a soul. We were talking about the difference between those two just a wee bit before we went to the break. Anyway, I've seen it happen. I don't know if it's going to happen this time or not. So we want to be, you know, prepared. That's our call. Our call and mission is to be prepared. So I invite you to check it out again at our website, womenofgrace.com. You'll find it under events. You'll see it pop up on the slideshow. Both are hyperlinks. Click. It's going to take you to the landing page. You can read about it. And in addition to that, most importantly, you can register to join us. I do know that I know at least one couple is coming in from Florida. And I do know that my daughter and granddaughter are coming in from Florida. So they'll be there. Would love for you to meet them. Would love for you to just meet other fellow sojourners on this pilgrimage of life. Yes, I would. 833-288-EWTN is the way that you can join us today. That's 833-288-3986. Certainly inviting you to pick up the phone, punch in those numbers and join us. Also inviting you to use the opportunity that's available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. Excuse me. That's right. No, Facebook page. What am I? Where am I? YouTube. Yes. Okay, Jeanette, wake up. It's morning. Just tell us who you are, where you are, how it is that you're listening to us today. We're going to get your question or comment retrieved, and we're going to get it up on the board. Want to know, what's going on in your life. So we're talking a little bit about the new year. We're talking about resolutions, but, you know, I don't want to hear about the resolutions necessarily where you're going to lose weight or work out every day or, you know, I want to hear about the things that you're going to do that you're hoping to do in this new year, having perhaps begun already. Yesterday would have been a good day to begin enter more deeply into union with God. What are you going to do in that way? Hey, Linda out there on YouTube, happy new year to you too. She sent me a greeting via YouTube. Pedro Quiles doing the retrieving today. Rose on YouTube says prayers for a good upcoming year, wise decisions, happiness and good health, peace and prosperity. Well, I'll tell you, Rose, I like the way you're thinking. I especially like the prayers for a good upcoming year and wise decisions, because I can tell you something, happiness is sure to follow you if you have a regular prayer life and if you are making decisions in accordance with that union with God that you are seeking. I can assure you that you will be happy in the traditional understanding of happiness as given to us by Saint Augustine and other great saints. Happiness through the lens of our Christian faith is not that giddiness of heart. It's not the fluctuation of happiness that takes place by way of the emotions. It's not something that's necessarily even experienced via the emotions. Happiness, in the understanding of faith, is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And that fruit of the Holy Spirit is called joy. So the joy of the Lord is true happiness. And it is not a fluctuating reality. It is a permanent disposition of a soul that is in relationship with God. And that's why I'm looking for those kinds of resolutions. Because like Rose, we want to make wise decisions. We want to have happiness. And there is a correlation between our physical health and our spiritual health. There really is. You know, we've talked time and time again right here on Women of Grace Live about the relationship, the connection between offering praise to God and gratitude or thanksgiving to God and what that does mentally and why that is that it is a healthy way to live. Of course, there has to be sincerity of heart for it to truly be prayer. But nonetheless, there is a real recognizable connection. It affects the brain. We've talked about that. So, you know, yes, I agree with you, Rose. Prayers for good upcoming year and the way to guarantee that is by what you follow with wise decisions and true happiness. When we are praying and when prayer is a consistent part of our daily life, I can assure you that you will experience that fruit of the Holy Spirit called joy. Because why? Because you're going to be living according to the will of the Father. you're going to be observing his commandments, which are the minimal way in which we stay in relationship with him. When grace is in the soul, which is the life of God, participation in the life of God is what grace is, then happiness always follows. And so does what you also ask for, Rose. Peace, that peace that surpasses understanding, that comes by way of that joy, that fruit of the Spirit. Joy yields other fruits of the Spirit, peace being one of them, and prosperity. And here we're talking about, again, spiritual prosperity. You know, what does it merit a man if he gain the whole world but lose his soul, right? So yes, we certainly do hope that there will be the necessary needs of a life on earth met. But the ultimate prosperity that we want is that prosperity in our union with God. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. That's a toll-free number for you here in North America. We have a number for you if you're outside of North America, too, and we welcome your questions or comments. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. So please do use that number to join us if you are outside of North America. Talking with you today about resolutions, about what it is that we want to do in our spiritual life on a more consistent basis. What would you like to incorporate into your spiritual life that is not there right now? Perhaps you do not have a daily time of prayer. Let me assure you, that's the very best place to start, right? The very first place to start is by making certain that that is a part of your daily prayer. And a good way to begin that really is to pray before your feet hit the ground in the morning through a morning offering that you utter as soon as your eyes open up in bed. You know, give God that very first fruit, right? And then you want to spend a little bit more time with him. I mean, you know, it's recommended that if you're not used to praying on a daily basis, that you start with something that's very manageable, maybe 15 minutes. But those 15 minutes are really dedicated to God. Don't be looking at the cell phone. Don't, you know, even have your cell phone with you. Don't have it on if it is with you, right? Just sit there with the Lord. Open to scripture. You can play, you know, what sometimes is gone by the term Bible bingo or Bible roulette, you know, just opening up, seeing where your eyes fall, and begin reading until something in that passage strikes your heart, a word, a phrase. When it strikes your heart, or you notice yourself, you know, rereading that passage over and over again. Ah, why is all of that? Why does it strike your heart? Or why do you keep rereading it? Well, that's really the prompting of the Holy Spirit. He's got something there for you in those words. There's a mystery that he wants to give you entrance to, understanding more deeply. Perhaps it's a word of admonition. Maybe it's a word of warning. Maybe it's a word of correction. Right? Maybe he wants to, alert you to some aspect of your life that really needs to come more and more underneath his lordship, right? We want to be present to that. The Lord doesn't reveal these things to us to cause us misery, although misery, a true type of misery of soul will happen in those moments when he's, you know, opening up our eyes to something that needs to be corrected. And that misery of soul is the fact that we've offended God in that way. You know, when you really love someone, you don't want to hurt them. You try to avoid that. And then you see, oh my goodness, you know, I really just didn't see that before. But most typically, the Lord opens our eyes and what we find in our soul is the misery of its condition because that's existed in our life, right? And we want to take care of it as quickly as we possibly can. We want to get ourselves to the sacrament of reconciliation. But right there on the spot, we want to repent. Metanoia, you know, conversion, turning in a new direction. Lord, I'm just not going to do that anymore. I just never realized. And Lord, should I trip up and fall again, help me to get up right away. Don't let me stay down in the mire. Get me out of that mud. You know, set my feet on higher ground, Lord. Help me. So, you know, scripture is just you know, an excellent, excellent vehicle for deep prayer with the Lord, pleasant conversation with him. You know, you read a passage and, you know, maybe you open up to the Psalms and you read something in the Psalms that, you know, just sets your heart aflame, you know, and that peace that surpasses understanding, that joy comes flooding into you. And then you just sit there with him and praise him and thank him. Lord, I praise you and I thank you for this word today. I thank you, Lord, that you love me so very much that you've led me to this passage, simply that I might revel in your glory, Lord, that I might experience the fullness of all that you have in mind for me. Father God, work within me. Oh, I ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit to begin to make my will malleable to your will. Soften those areas of resistance within me, Lord. Cast those areas of darkness from me, Lord. Help me to see that I might give greater fiat, truer fiat, deeper fiat, more resonant fiat. I incorporate my fiat into the fiat of our Blessed Lady at the moment of her Annunciation and at every other fiat that she gave throughout her life, because her fiat is so pure and mine is so corrupted, Lord. But golly, Father God, do I want to give everything to you? And sit with that realization, that recognition, in an attitude, a stance of surrender to him. Not the defeatist surrender, but the surrender of victory. The victory of self-donation. Oh, glory. He has so much for you. So very, very much. Why is it that we prevent ourselves from experiencing what he wants us to know? I just ask right now, Father, as we go to this break, to work within the hearts of your people, to set them free from that which assails them. Unbind them, Lord. Unbind them. Set them free. All righty, more on the other side of the break. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us here. What is your resolution for your spiritual life in this coming new year? Surely, surely there is something. Give us a call. 833-288-3986. Coming right back. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. I'm delighted to be with you today. Always happy to spend this time with you Monday through Friday as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. Here we are. This is our first broadcast after New Year that was begun yesterday. So here we are on January the 2nd. And I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you, you know, what do you want to put into your life? What resolution do you want to make this year with regard to your spiritual life? It's important to make resolutions to, you know, our natural existence as well, you know, but that has to always be predicated. It has to take second place to the most important thing, and that is our relationship with God. And, you know, I talk with you frequently about Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene, who's given us this tremendous work called Divine Intimacy. I would encourage you, if you don't have a copy of Divine Intimacy, to get out to EWTN's religious catalog. That's EWTNRC.com, and order a copy for yourself. You know, you're going to be making an investment in your spiritual life that is truly, truly going to lead you to the depths of prayer and the depths of union with God. It really will. Just marvelous daily reflections given to us prior to the Second Vatican Council. So it follows the old liturgical calendar, follows the traditional calendar, but it's really not hard. You know, I mean, obviously, Advent begins the liturgical year, so you start with Advent and make your way through and just go day after day, and you're going to arrive where you want to be every day. But if you miss a day or two, it's not hard to figure it out. Now, another, you know, volumes of work that are excellent. And, you know, I often tell people that Divine Intimacy and what I'm going to share with you about now are the next best thing to having your own spiritual director. Spiritual directors are not easy to find. And oftentimes people are asking me, well, I just can't find a spiritual director. And I say, okay, here, purchase Divine Intimacy or purchase In Conversation with God. in conversation with God. Not conversation with God, that's no good. In conversation with God. It is a series of 7 volumes. They follow the liturgical year on the new calendar, written and given to us by Father Francis Fernandez. Now, Father Francis Fernandez is an Opus Dei father. So it approaches this really with a view, I think, to the laity in mind, because Saint Jose Maria Escriva, as you well know, is well known for working with, through Opus Dei, which he founded, a spirituality for the laity, for people that are in the world, for people that are not religious, and certainly, for men who are not priests. And so we find very practical applications to our everyday life. And these two together just form what I think is a beautiful way of making spiritual progress. And if you are faithful to these, two works, then I think that you are going to find that you're making tremendous progress in the spiritual life. So I wanted to just share with you a couple of things while I'm waiting for you to call 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986, toll free for you right here in North America. Or you can contact us as well out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. Simply go out, use the chat feature there, put in your question or your comment, your insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. Tell us what your resolution is, spiritual resolution for this coming year. We're going to get it retrieved. Pedro Quiles doing that. I think it's Matthew answering the phones today. We've got Ace McKay in studio filling in for Vanessa Sanchez, who is out there at SEEK. She's going to be bringing us back all kinds of good information. So we are inviting you to use the opportunities available to you. But let me just share this with you. And this is a beautiful reading from In Conversation with God. And it is it's for the second Sunday after New Year's. But I'm going to read this anyway, because that would be this coming Sunday. But maybe it wouldn't be. That would be the first Sunday. Anyway, I'm reading it anyway. So there you have it. But I think it underscores precisely what we're talking about today. It says the knowledge that we are children of God teaches us how to have peace of mind in the face of all kinds of events, no matter how painful they may seem. Our life becomes the active abandonment of children who trust completely in the goodness of a father who, moreover, his control over all the powers of creation. Let me read that again. Our life becomes the active abandonment of children who trust completely in the goodness of a father who, moreover, has control over all the powers of creation. The certainty that God wants what is best for us leads us to a joyful abandonment full of peace, even in the most difficult moments of our life. And then he goes on and he says this: God always gives us the means to make progress. And if we go to him with childlike trust, in many cases, he will give us these means in the most unexpected of ways. We, on our part, should always bear in mind that in every moment, the essential thing in our life is the search for holiness through these very circumstances. So we've been touching upon all aspects of what I've just read to you. And I really feel as though it's confirmation about what we are saying in today's program. And I really feel it's a word from the Lord for you today. It certainly is a word for me, but I believe it's a word for you too. And then for January 2nd, which is what today is, it's really a celebration on the old calendar. And I do believe it might be on the new calendar too, because of what I'm seeing in Conversation with God. I didn't check the calendar today to look. But it's reverence for the holy name of Jesus, right? The holy name of Jesus. And isn't that a perfect thing? Because our Lord's name is Jesus. We've just celebrated his birth. So here, Father Fernandez is talking with us about approaching our Lord in friendship and trust. But how is it that we approach our Lord? We approach our Lord in what we were talking about prior to the second break here. We approach our Lord in prayer. That's what prayer is. It is coming to the Lord who is always with us. It's an acknowledgement of Emmanuel, God with us. You are never outside of the gaze of the Father. You are always in the Father's gaze. Sometimes I just like to sit and think about that. I just like to sit and think that the Lord sees me right this very moment. He sees everything about me. He sees about me even what I don't know about me. And this God cares about every aspect of my being. He really does. And his only goal is to lead me into deeper relationship with him. And that's the proper disposition of heart to bring to prayer. That God is with me and he knows me thoroughly. He knows me better than I know myself. And so, Father God, I just want to come to you and give all of myself to you. The good, the bad, the ugly. I want to give it all to you, Lord. And I ask that whatever is beneficial for my growth in union with you, you would bring it to my consciousness, Lord, that I might surrender that too, or that I might fulfill what is your desire, what is your want for me, Lord. You know, this God of ours, he wants for us to know the immeasurable love that he has for us. There is absolutely no way that we can outdo our Lord in generosity. There is absolutely no way that we can outdo our Lord in the goodness and the benefaction of who he is and how it is that he wants us to know him. So have no fear. You know, I just have a sense in my spirit there are some of you that have been away from the church for a very long time, been away from God, away from relationship with him. Maybe you've just chanced upon this program out of the blue. I don't know. You were searching through stations on your car radio, or in some other way, came across this program, and you're tempted to think it was by accident. But I got to tell you, there, accident and God are not words that we can use together. We can't use God's name and the word accident, because there is no accident with God. God does not accidentally do anything. He's omniscient. He knows all things. It's impossible for him to accidentally do something. And here's the good news. You're not an accident either. And nothing about your life, even a chance coming across a station on the radio, is not an accident. It's a preordained moment. It's a Kairos moment. It's heaven breaking into time. And when heaven breaks into time, oh, glory. There are so many graces there, so many blessings to be unpacked, to be received. And so God wants you to know that he loves you. And he wants you to know that love. And you cannot know that love if you remain estranged from him. Can't know it. You can't know it. And I'll tell you what life is. Life is a constant unfolding of beautiful ways of coming to know who God is and seeing those ways evidenced in everything. Even as Father Fernandez was talking with us there for a moment about the difficult things that happen in life. You know, I often hear people saying, oh, I don't know what I would do if that happened to me. I don't know what I would do if I got a bad diagnosis. I don't know what I would do if I lost a loved one. I don't know what I would do if I lost my job. I don't know what I would do if my home burned down. I don't know what I would do if I lost my job. But here's the thing. You don't have to know. You don't have to know. You just have to know that God's there. In the midst of what seems like debacle to us, he is there with immeasurable grace for us to receive. And he's not going to give you that grace until it's required. We don't get the grace that we need until it's required. Now, sanctifying grace is a permanent disposition of the soul that is there by way of grace. It's an habitual reality of the life of God in us, right? And the only way that we lose sanctifying grace is to sin gravely or to commit a mortal sin. I know the catechism calls it a grave sin. And that's good, because it puts your soul in the grave, so to speak. It's dead. But I prefer mortal sin, because, when we think about a mortal blow, we immediately know that it's a blow that causes death. Well, a mortal sin is that very phrase, mortal sin, lets us know that it kills our spiritual life, right? But as long as we haven't committed a mortal sin, then the state of grace is there. But I'm talking about those graces that come in the here and now, the Johnny on the spot graces. That I like to call them that. The Johnny on the spot graces. The church calls those actual graces. Sometimes she refers to them as a singular grace, although a singular grace also has some other meanings as well. But the Johnny on the spot actual grace is the actual grace that comes in the moment when we need it. And for all of those big travails of life, that grace is there. It does require we cooperate with it, of course. We've got to receive the grace and move in the grace, which is an act of the will, by the way. It's not an emotion. It's not that you feel the grace necessarily. But you know in faith the grace is there, and then you say yes to it, and you move in it as if you felt it, as if it was propelling you forward, because indeed it is. And there's something about that very first action that is sort of like a trigger. You know, you take that step in faith that the grace is there, and suddenly the grace is manifested. It's manifested. You begin to feel a resiliency of spirit. You begin to find that for each and every moment as you walk through that travail, that what you need is there. And it is. It's the Johnny on the spot grace that God gives us for those moments. So you need not worry about what's going to come in this new year. What you need to do is to make sure that you're in the state of grace and that you are forwarding your life of union with God. Forwarding it. And the way that that happens is by way of prayer. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us today right here on Women of Grace Live. I'm looking forward to talking with you. All of the phone lines are currently open for you. So what is your spiritual resolution? Have you thought about it? Maybe that's the deal. Maybe you haven't even thought about it right now, so you can't call in and tell us about it because you haven't given it any consideration. Well, okay, give it some consideration. Maybe that's the first movement forward, and whatever that resolution is going to be is to even think about doing it, having one. How about that? That's right there at the starting block, isn't it? You have to make up your mind that you want to have a spiritual resolution, a resolution that's going to forward your life in Christ Jesus. What might that be? And we never reach the point where, you know, we have the fullness of all that. Where heaven is the exploration of the fullness of God. That's what heaven is. Being filled with one joy after the other. Oh, my gracious. You can see why you'd have to be perfect. If there was any imperfection in the soul, we'd never be able to hold on to those graces. It would never be able to have those. You could never receive the inundation of grace. It would be pulverized. It would blow apart. You know, like putting water into a cracked water jug, you know. Over time, guess what? It's not going to hold any water because that thing is not just going to crack. It's going to fall apart. And besides all that, everything is going to leak out of those crevices of crack that are there now. You don't want to be a leaky vessel. You don't. You don't want to be a cracked pot. There's lots of cracked pots in the world. The Lord wants to heal them up, bind them up. That's why I'm inviting you to join us at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church, January 9th and January 10th, right here in the Diocese of Birmingham. See what I did there? Worked it right in. Well, the phone lines are finally lighting up, and I'm really glad about it because we've got enough time to get to them once we get them screened and up on the board for us. Oh, gracious me. This God of ours, I'm just telling you, folks, he cannot be outdone. He cannot be outdone. Just when you think you've got it all, he gives you more. Oh, yes, he does. And then sometimes he allows you to feel the poverty that comes by way of no consolation. It is a type of poverty of soul. It's not that the soul causes it. It's that God takes it away because he wants us to taste what it's like without him. He wants us to taste that. He wants us to hunger for him. And then you know what happens after one of those spells? That spell, it expands the soul. It makes the soul bigger. Then he comes back with even more graces than we had. I mean, that is the spiritual life. I'm just telling you right now, I was reading something like that this morning as I was preparing for prayer. I was reading Father Faber at the foot of the cross. And it's all about the sorrows of our Blessed Lady. I was reading about the third dolor. And he tells us that the third dolor, which is the loss of Jesus in the temple, that third dolor of Our Lady's heart was the most painful, was even more painful than that final dolor of laying Christ in the tomb, or the one that precedes it, his crucifixion. All right, we've got Monique with us. She is in Idaho today, listening to us via Salt and Light Radio. Monique, we're happy you're with us. Happy New Year to you.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. So share with us.
My husband and I have been working on getting our marriage blessed in the church. We were civilly married, but we want to have the blessed marriage so I can, he's not Catholic right now, but I want to get my graces back, and I feel like that's a real big, the Spirit is guiding me to get that done, but the paperwork has been difficult, so we're having some difficulties, so we're trying.
Oh, well, Monique, I got to tell you, this is an absolutely beautiful resolution, and I can see, you know, how meaningful this is going to be to you when you can receive that sacrament of matrimony. So when you talk about paperwork, are you applying for a decree of nullity?
No, we have both been married to only one person, each other, but the paperwork we have to fill out is Form C, I think. It's like the witness to say that we're both free to marry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and I think my witness was fine. Everything went good with that one, but his witness was having difficulty with, like, the church parish that they were at, and just a lot of confusion, so we're hoping that everything works out.
Good. Well, just a little, you know, word for you on that. You know, confusion does not come from God. You know that. I mean, there is a spirit called confusion, and that comes from the pit of hell. And anytime we are about a really, really good work, that spirit is going to present itself in one way or another. And as I often say, and I've said this on the air before, you know, when we're setting out to do a work for the Lord, which this is, it's really a work for you, but it's a work in the Lord that you're setting about here, then the devil's not happy. And so what happens is there is resistance on the front end. Resistance. And that often comes by the spirit of confusion. And that's what's going on here. Then on the back end, oftentimes there's sometimes retaliation. So everything happens as God would have it happen. And then he gives us a little taste of the cross somewhere along the way, little taste of the cross, because nothing good comes but by way of the cross. So, you know, so I just give you that, you know, a little teaching to bear in mind. But what can you do right now to work your way through this, you know, this state that you're in, sort of like a limbo state because of this confusion that's going on? You and your husband should pray against that spirit. Now, you say he's not Catholic. That's all right. A great prayer to pray is a novena to Our Lady Undoer of Knots, K-N-O-T-S. The one that I like the best is the one that incorporates in it the rosary. It's a very powerful novena, but there are ones that do not incorporate the rosary if he would have a problem with that. But I would recommend that you as a couple pray that novena to Our Lady Undoer of Knots to undo this knot of spiritual confusion, or better stated, to undo this knot of the spirit of confusion. And let's just see if that doesn't kind of put things into gear and get things moving in the way in which they need to do. And pray for that person that is the obstacle, because he's allowing himself to be used in that way. So you can pray for that person, tuck that person into that novena prayer as well. So keep us posted, Monique. And if you need more prayers along the way, just let us know and call in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but I do want to affirm you in that very, very good resolution. Diane is with us, first-time caller. She is in Illinois listening to us via Sirius XM Station 130. I don't know, Diana, I can't get you on the air because we're really close to time, but you want to know, is there any way next week's conference will be taped or streamed? Well, you know, that's a really good question. I don't know. We haven't talked about that. It certainly isn't going to be streamed because I don't think that we would have access to a streaming mechanism that we would be able to use at that time. But you're putting a little, you know, you're putting a little bug in my ear. And let me see, taping it, that is a real possibility. So let's see if we can't work something out like that. Well, I'll tell you what, here we are at the close of the program. And of course, the phone lines were all lighting up in those last few moments. So I'm sorry if we couldn't get to you and get you on the air. We are always here for you Monday through Friday at this same time on this same station as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. Look forward to hearing from you. Really encouraging you, if you are in this area, outside of this area, if you're in an adjacent state, in an adjacent diocese, you know, come and join us for this wonderful opportunity that's going to be taking place at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church, January the 9th. That's a week from tomorrow. Okay, God bless y'all. Go to womenofgrace.com. Bye-bye.